Thanks for calling customer service. This is Rosalind speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling because I have purchased two of your products, and it was like the total came out to like $12, I think, and now I just had a charge of $94 from you guys, and I'm trying to figure out why.
Yes, ma'am. Can I have your zip code to pull up that account, please?
97527.
Thank you. And can I have your first and last name, please?
Emilia DeContreras.
Thank you, Miss Emilia. And for security purposes, can I have you verify your full address, please?
198 Lewis Avenue, Apartment A, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97527.
Thank you. Now, Miss Emilia, do you remember signing up for a 14-day trial on the keto and the keto cleanse on the 20th of March for $10.90?
No, it didn't say anything about a trial, and if it's a trial, then I haven't even opened them, and I'd rather return them because it said nothing about paying the remaining of $94.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand. However, I would like to inform you that it was a 14-day trial. You only paid for the shipping and handling at the time of the purchase. They give you 14 days to call back and have that canceled. Otherwise, they will bill you the full amount, and that's the $94.90. Now, I know that you said you could send them back. However, we don't accept the products back due to COVID-related reasons. But what I can do is cancel your account, and you won't receive any further shipments or billing from us. But before I...
I'm not okay with you guys charging me that $94 because on there it said nothing about paying that remaining fee.
I can assure you, Miss Amelia, that was on our terms and conditions page on the website.
Okay, well, I'm not okay with paying that, so I need to speak to someone who can get that canceled because it said nothing about that. Otherwise, I would not have purchased them.
Yes, ma'am. So I can go ahead and get and have you canceled. But before I do so, I would like you to know that the keto is very... Miss Amelia, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just hearing a couple buttons dialed in my ear. Okay. So I can't have you canceled, but I would like for you to try the product at least before I have you canceled. Miss Amelia, I would hate to lose you as a customer.
No, I'm not. I do not want to try the product. I want my $94 back.
Even if I offered you a 35% discount on all future purchases?
No.
Okay, so the $94.90 is non-refundable since those charges are valid.
No, nowhere on there did it say that. So, like I said, I want to speak to someone about this.
Okay, Ms. Amelia, I am the person helping you right now. I can get you canceled, but I would like for you to know that...
Okay, canceling is not going to get me my $94. That said nowhere that I was going to be charged for that.
Ms. Amelia, you will have to let me finish my statement so I can help you. The charges of the $94.90 are non-refundable because you agreed to the 14-day trial. You only pay for shipping and handling at the time of the purchase. They bill you the full amount after your 14-day trial has ended. Those terms and conditions were on our website.
No, it was not, and I don't even think it has been 14 days, has it?
So you ordered this on the 20th of March, and it's the 6th of April. I have these.
Okay, but I didn't even receive them for like it took like 5 to 7 days in shipping.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. So your 14 days
start. No, there has to be a supervisor or someone that I can speak to about this because this is bullshit and nowhere on there did it say I would be charged $94. My friend ordered the same thing and only got charged $72. So why is there a price difference?
Has she spoken with someone in reference to a discount? Because if they issued her a discount, then
no one gave her a discount. We ordered the same time, the same thing. Nowhere on there did it say that. Otherwise, we would not have ordered this.
I can assure you that it does because I have it pulled up myself. But give me just a second. I'm going to connect you to my supervisor.
That's fine with me.